Greetings, everybody. It's me again, and this is just my third audio track, and I just really, really want to nail the nails in very hard with God's Word, and I just want to say to you, be prepared what I'm going to say to you, because I want to hit it hard with God's Word. All right. So, hopefully you have open ears. Also advice, doing a prayer before you sort of hear like a sermon. This is one of my very important Christian beliefs, and I'm just going to share the scripture that I really believe in, and I'm just going to discuss about something that's very important. And at first when I explain it, you might not get it. And when I get into it, you'll probably understand it. So I'm just going to read from John chapter 14, verse 6. And I have to say that this is probably one of the most important scriptures in the Bible, because it competes with against all the other religions. So John 14:6 says, you probably know the scripture well. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life." You just really want to pay attention to the scripture, what it's saying and what the definition behind the scripture. "No one comes to the Father but through me." So you should understand the definition to John 14:6, that there is no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. I don't really care in your opinions with this belief what I'm going to say right now about Christianity. I sincerely believe in my heart that Christianity is not a religion. Religion is a man-made word. It did not come from God. The Bible does speak of religion, but it's man-made. So I'm just going to say that for anybody to call Christianity a religion, you're calling Christ a man-made God. You're tearing down the Bible, which is divine and has no mistakes in it from Genesis to Revelation. You're tearing it down. When you say Christianity is a religion, you're saying like the Bible has mistakes, it has human perspective, and then why would you just come to Christ based on just saying that Christianity is a religion? Because it's not. Now, this is not my opinion, but this is my belief I just want to share with you. This is going to be the difficult part, and I'm going to be nailing the nails in really hard. It does not make a difference if you believe in God. Okay? It doesn't make a difference of what you believe in God. And I'm just going to define it now because you're not getting me. The definition I mean is that there's only one God. It's Jesus Christ. It's not Allah. Allah is the Islam God. It's not the Buddhist God. Satan's so deceptive and he's more intelligent enough. And we need to have the wisdom in that from God to know his deception. He's creating other religions to confuse people of coming to Christ. Christ is the only God, not Allah, the Islam God. And you don't go to heaven through Allah, it's only through Jesus Christ. Okay, there's only one God. I'm just saying when I say it doesn't make a difference if you believe in God, I'm trying to say that it doesn't make it, like, who do you believe in? When you say, I believe in God, you don't say Jesus, but do you mean Jesus of the Bible? And not Allah. Because some people, when they say, I believe in God, they don't mean Jesus. And Jesus is the only way to heaven. Bible says it very clearly. And Jesus is the only way to heaven. It's not through Allah. It's not for the Buddhist God, which I said. It's only through Christ. I just want to make that clear to you. When you say, I believe in God, do you mean Jesus? Because Jesus is the true God, the only God. And all the other gods in the world, except Jesus, are idols. Alright? And that's it, mainly. I just wanted to share with you. And yeah, I know I hit the nails in. So, hopefully you enjoyed it, and take care and God bless.